Lord, make us fully yours every day. Make us fully yours in our workplaces, fully yours on the tube, fully yours on the bus, in our homes, in our families, fully yours, Lord, obedient, responsive to what you want to do. Lord, we want to be bold and courageous. We want to proclaim your gospel. We want to be ambassadors of Christ. We want to be standing firm in the fight and rescuing in your power those who are enslaved by the evil one. And Lord, there will be fight and there will be battle, but we want to be fully yours. Amen. 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 Dan, thank you. Glory, hallelujah. Okay, I'm going to invite Lloyd to come up and be with us now. And in one sense, what better way to complete a time of worship is to be with a brother who says, I want to give my life fully to God and be part of this community. So, Dan.
So we did some commitments just before Christmas, but we missed Lloyd out, wasn't available, so we have the opportunity to do it today. So I'm going to start by reading the covenant, reminding us all what we've committed ourselves to, and then I will make a statement and ask you some questions, or a question, and then I'm going to hand over to Lloyd to make a comment. Okay. In Christ, God has offered the new covenant to all people. Countless are those who have entered this covenant by faith and baptism. They form a great company in heaven and on earth. It is a joy and privilege to know Christ Jesus the Lord, to be numbered in his body, and to have brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world. Our Lord Jesus Christ has commanded his followers to love one another and has prayed that they all may be one. Heeding his command and mindful of his prayer, some Christians in our time have received God's call to love and be joined to brothers and sisters, not only in their local churches and from their own church backgrounds, but also in other churches and from other traditions. Such, by the grace of God, are we. God has put into our hearts the desire to live out Christian unity day by day. He has led us to come together as an ecumenical, charismatic, and multicultural community, Antioch, which we believe he has initiated and continues to sustain. We believe he has given us a fourfold mission: to live out and foster Christian unity as far as we are able, to foster holy family and single life, to spread and defend the gospel, and to encourage other similar communities. We are profoundly grateful to God for his call and the provision of a means to live it out. It is with joy that we make the following covenant with one another before him. Okay, this is the covenant. We declare to one another and before God our profound gratitude for the salvation won for us by Christ. Dependent upon divine grace, we pledge ourselves anew to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. We aspire to live in submission to the scriptures and with due regard for our respective churches. As Christians brought together by God, we earnestly desire to help one another to know him more, to follow his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and to be constantly filled and empowered by the Holy Spirit. Worshipping God is at the center of our community life. Furthermore, we undertake to love and serve him in our daily in our lives of daily prayer, the study of his word, to participate in our churches, to do honorable work, to be concerned for our fellow men and women, and to be active in faith-filled spreading of the gospel. We commit ourselves to being good stewards of the community life God has given us, by loving and caring for one another and those he adds to our number, attending the meetings of the community, supporting the pattern and order of our life, serving in the community, and giving generously of our material and financial resources. We shall make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. May God equip and anoint us for the mission he has given us. May he use us as a prophetic sign to his church and for those who do not yet know him. And may he send people out from our midst to be a blessing to many, both in London and elsewhere. We commend ourselves to his faithful care, asking that the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit continue to be upon his work, his Antioch, a community of the sword of the Spirit. A good reminder for us all. Okay. Lloyd. We have discerned with you that the Lord is calling you to join Antioch at least for a season of your life. We invite you to make a commitment to your brothers and sisters in Antioch to enter into our covenant, this covenant just read. And we welcome you into membership of Antioch. And in our turn, we commit ourselves to love and serve and support you in your work with God. Okay, members of Antioch, will you love, serve, and support Lloyd as a member of this community?
We will.
Right answer.
I, Lloyd, want to give my life fully to God, and today I make my initial commitment to become a member of Antioch and the Sword of the Spirit.
Well done, Lloyd. You thought you got through the gap, didn't you?